This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5/31/2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO.
Where the planets are now and your fundamental natal chart. All you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone. We have a couple of lines available at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. So the rules are very simple. You call in, you say hi to Ken, you give him your first name, you can make it up. You tell him your birthday, and when you come through to me, you really have to ask me one very specific question, only because time doesn't permit to go too far afield. Let's go back to the phones and start with Joe in Somerset. Joe, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Joe. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me?
My question, do you see any relationship, any marriage in the near future for me? What do you see on my life?
Let's take a look and see if there's a woman around. Is there anyone right now who you find interesting?
Not really.
Okay. Well, the King of Spades is the card that represents you being born under the sign of Cancer. And I have the King of Spades. You fall in your own seventh house, which clearly does indicate you'd like very much to find somebody. And, in fact, you have the marriage card falling with the Nine of Hearts, and that's the best card in the deck. So the concept of finding someone and being able to settle down, yes, it's here. The problem is that you've met a couple of women, one of whom seemed to you to want to run the show and got into sort of almost competition with you about who was in control. And the other one is someone who almost seems to be like a member of the family. I don't mean that you're actually related to her, but she's very close. She's someone you've known for a great long time. And that doesn't seem to make sense to you. It just seems as though you're meeting women who fit with your family, but not with you. And you're going to have to try to meet some new people, because while the idea of you meeting someone is here, I'm not seeing the woman who's right for you. Closest I can come is a woman who's very nicely with the sign of Cancer. So the month when it's most likely that I think you're apt to meet someone is August, and so I would encourage you to be out there and trying your best to meet some new people during August. Good luck, Joe. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. John, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, John. I see you're a Pisces, and what's your question for me?
I just want to know if my finances will improve, during the rest of the year.
Okay, let's take a look. Are you working currently?
Yes, I have a stable job.
You have a stable job, and let's take a look at what's going on financially. Well, you got the Nine of Hearts. Best card in this deck falling in your second house, which is about money, so that's encouraging. But your fifth house cards don't indicate it's going to come to you from any kind of lottery, so let's not go rushing out to buy lot tickets, because that's not where it's going to be.
Okay.
And I also don't see a great inheritance, so
okay.
That seems to only indicate that all you can do is earn more money.
Okay.
But it looks like you will.
All right, good.
All right, then. Thank you for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Excuse me. Let's continue. I'm Myrna Lamb. Let's continue and talk with Virginia in East Greenwich. Virginia, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey there. Let's see. You're born under the sign of Taurus.
Aries.
Aries.
March 24th.
March 24th. Okay. And what's your question for me?
My husband's living in, working in Florida, and I really don't want to move there.
I want
to get a different job. Do I have to move to Florida? I really don't want to go.
Oh, dear. What part of Florida is he in?
Fort Lauderdale.
It's beautiful in Fort Lauderdale.
Stop!
Oh,
it's gross.
It's gorgeous. Isn't that the one with all the canals? It's like Venice down there.
Yeah, all right. Went down there, didn't feel it.
Oh, dear. All right, now let's see.
When I ask him, he says that it's fine.
He's got three diamonds and one spade in the sixth house, and that means it's okay. The company that employs him, there's two diamonds and a heart and a king of spades, which would be one of the superiors. They like him. And there is potential for him to advance down there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that he's torn mm-hmm. about living there versus being here.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be a little smart about this. Let's be a little smart. What you want to say to him is, honey, I love it up here, and this is where I want to stay. But the decision must be yours, and I will do what you say you think is best for the family.
Oh, gross.
I know. And I don't want to really quote the Bible, but I will.
Uh-huh.
You know that very familiar whither thou goest?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Look at it this way. if you go, it doesn't have to be forever.
Oh, I know, but dragging the kids, you know, it's so much harder.
How, you've got two kids?
Three.
You've got three. How old are they?
9, 12, and 14.
Oh, tough on the 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay.
I'll move anywhere. If he gets a different job, I'll move anywhere, just not Florida.
Okay. My point is that I think he knows full well you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that he heard you. And I also believe that he cares.
Yeah.
But if you make this a competition, he's apt to dig in his heels. That's what we don't want to do. And that's what I said when that's what I meant when I said, let's be smart here. The smart thing to say is, honey, you know I really don't want to come to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you want, and if it's what you think is best for the family, so be it. We'll do it.
Oh, gross.
And do remember that once you get there, you can continue to say, I'd really like this to be temporary. And under no circumstances do I think it's permanent. In Providence, Teresa, welcome to the program.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I see you're a Sagittarian. And what's your question?
About finances.
Mm-hmm. Are you working currently?
I have a part-time job.
Okay. Do you like it?
I like the job.
All right.
I don't really like the people, but I like the job.
See, what's going on is the planet Jupiter in the sign of Capricorn is operating in a place that's called your solar second house. The second house is always about money. And so when Jupiter is there, you ought to be doing well financially. So that means either you need to work more hours or you need to work for a company that will pay you better. Because even though you like the job, you're not making the money that you want to. And in this card reading, my goodness, I'd be happy to have these cards. Second house, which is money, you have 2 of hearts, 9 of hearts, 5 of hearts, and 4 of hearts. Hearts are my good cards. 2 of hearts means money. 9 and 5 of hearts, 2 best cards in the deck. And 4 of hearts is a card that represents change for the better.
So, I know, I've been looking. I've been looking for like 6 months.
You keep looking. Do not give up. It may be 2 more weeks, 8 more weeks, or 9 more weeks, or even 10 more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you will find something, and there's definitely more money in this layout of cards.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
And
take
you,
care.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let us talk to Dawn in Coventry. Dawn, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Dawn, and I see that you are born under the sign of Leo.
I am.
And what's your question for me?
Oh, I have a bid on a house, and mine just went on the market today.
Ooh, okay.
And I want it to go.
Okay. Why do people do this to me? Why do you do things and then call me and say, was it a good day to do?
Well, because I just know it is.
Okay. All right. Then so be it. All right. You're born under the sign of Leo, spoken like a true Leo. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And is there a husband involved in this?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Your house, the one you want to sell, 4 of hearts, 2 diamonds, and a club. Nice cards.
Yay.
Yeah, and it does look as if it'll move pretty quickly. It could take 6 to 8 weeks, but that's actually short time in today's marketplace.
Oh, great.
And as far as the mortgage on the other place is going through, I do see you having to have what I think they used to call it a swing mortgage. You've got 2 mortgages for a little while, but it's going to be okay. It'll work out.
Really?
Yeah, it really is going to work out. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
It looks good. Your Leo luck will kick in. You'll be all right. And, of course, Scorpio is really in a very good phase right now, so he's doing all right. He's, you know, work-wise, money-wise, and all that kind of thing. So I'm not worried about you. I feel good about this working out in to your advantage. Dawn, thank you.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you for the call, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. There's one line open. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO till 7 p.m. Also available for private readings in my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. I do mini readings on Wednesday nights, very much like what I'm doing here on the air, and long readings by appointment. My phone number there is 401-333-7970-333. 7970. Back to the phones here at WPRO. Let's start with John on the cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I have a question about my daughter's health issues and the future of her health and whether or not she's going to do okay.
Okay, John. I see that she is 10, 11 years old, and she's born under the sign of Libra. Has she always had health problems?
It started just after Christmas in 2006.
Okay, so it's been a while now. I'm very sorry to hear that. She's awful young to be dealing with heavy health. So, Leo, I have the card that represents you, your wife, and the card that represents you. And your daughter falls right beside you. So she certainly knows that you are doing everything in her power, in your power, to help her to be better. And that's about the most positive thing that anyone could say. She knows she can depend upon you. She also has the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the second house, which is human health. It's the body. So that's an encouraging testimony. She's not better yet. She's not completely out of the woods. And there's some very negative cards around, so she still needs a lot of time to get better. But the cards are encouraging. It's not easy, but the cards are encouraging. And you know that more than anything else, she needs to know that you believe. Do you know how important that is for her?
Yes.
Okay. And she falls right beside you. And with an eight of ten, eight and ten of diamonds there, and the eight of diamonds is the card that's all about desire. And the ten of diamonds has a lot to do with the concept of staying in your role as her dad. So she needs to absolutely know she can depend upon you, because sometimes she's perfectly aware that mom gets scared.
Yes.
Good luck with that, John. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Perry in Bellingham, Mass. Perry, welcome to the program.
Thank you. First-time caller.
Thanks, Perry. I see you're a Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
My question is about love life. A little bit in a confusion state right now.
Oh, yes? Are you seeing someone right now?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been seeing her?
5 years.
Okay. What's her birthday?
October 2nd, 1965.
Okay. So you're a Capricorn, and she is a Libra.
In an up-and-down relationship over the years. She's gone through a lot of health problems.
Right. And you've been supportive.
Yes.
But, you know, I am blessed with many wonderful friends, and they know they can count on me to be there for them, and I know that they are absolutely there for me. There are people who go from being in a romantic relationship to being good friends, know they can depend upon each other, and still be free to go on and have the other kind of relationship that you really want.
Right.
And in fact, this Queen of Diamonds, this woman, falls in your ninth house, meaning someone who you do trust. But she knows the relationship isn't everything that either one of you want. She knows that. And you have two other women falling right in your fifth house of romance. So, Perry, I think it's time to be honest and straightforward here and say in so many words, you can count on me, I'm not going away, I'll be here for you, but I'd like our relationship to be one of friendship rather than of romance. I think it's time, Perry.
Okay.
All right, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Joe in Foster. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Myrna. How
Hello.
Are you?
I am well, Joe, and I see you're a Taurus. And what's your question for me?
I got a question. I called a while back, and I'm just seeing basically if there's anybody that romantically that is going to be crossing my path. I've been out and about. I'm not a wallflower.
Good.
And basically I try everything and anything, but I seem to have a lot of, like just a caller earlier, that friends, they just seem to flock around me like I'm the other guy all the time.
Okay.
And I don't mind being friends, and it does have its advantages, sometimes not getting...
Now, look, in the seventh house, which is the idea of any kind of a long-term relationship, the cards are saying no where, no how, not happening. I understand. Mm. There is one woman who does show up as a possibility, though. And, in fact, there's two women around, and one, the answer is no, the other one is the one that's potential. The one that's no is a woman who looks to be, I think she's an earth sign, a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn. Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. Got to be more like a Capricorn because she's born right at the beginning part of the year. She might even be born right around January 23rd, making her an Aquarian with a lot of planets in Capricorn.
I know there's an old one like that around.
Okay, so you know her. And that's the one the answer's no.
Right.
Okay, we both got that one.
That's 10 years.
Okay, but she's still... A shadow in the picture.
Right.
The woman who I like is Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. She is a water sign. And I think she's more likely to be Scorpio than anything else. And, of course, that goes with you quite well. It's the opposite sign, and opposites can be very successful.
Is she younger?
Yes, she is.
I do know one that's she's quite younger than me, but she's attached to somebody right now.
Okay, well, then I would encourage you to let that be a friendship.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Good, because I think there's a real potential with her down the line. In the meantime, just continue to go out and meet people and continue to be optimistic, because one thing that I know and everybody listening should know, Taurus men make very loyal, devoted, dependable, and loving husbands. Okay, girls? Joe's looking around. Joe, thanks for the call. Let me know when that Scorpio woman becomes available. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Clarissa in Westerly, welcome to the program.
Hi, first-time caller.
Hi, Clarissa. And you are a Libra. This is Libra night. What's your question for me?
I had a question. What's
your husband's birthday?
July 23rd.
So he's born right at the tail end of the sign of Cancer, the beginning of Leo, probably Leo. King of Hearts is him. Queen of Diamonds is you. Okay, let me get these cards down, and I have the King of Hearts that represents your husband. And I look for aces, which represents something new, jacks, which represents a child, or fives, which also represent children. I look for all three of those as signifiers of pregnancy and child. And you have in the fifth house of the reading a jack of clubs, which represents a female child. By chance, did you ever have a miscarriage, Clarissa? Okay, it does show up, and I'm very sorry, and I'm sure that that was very hard. And it's not uncommon in an early pregnancy or if it's your first pregnancy, and it does show. Now, the card that represents you indicates plenty of potential for there to be a child. The first one looks like a female child, and I think there'll be more than one. But because of where you fall and because of what some of the cards are, you just need to check in with a doctor and make sure that everything's okay.
Okay.
And I think you'll be fine, and I do think that you'll have a child. And let's see, if I want to predict when this child will be born, okay, I think it's going to be in the year 2010 that you will have your baby. Means
okay.
You get pregnant fairly early in 2009.
Okay.
Good luck, Clarissa, let me know. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Maggie in Fall River. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Maggie, I see that you're born under the sign of Leo.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
What's my finances going to be like in a year or so?
Finances down the line a year or so. Is it changed for the better? And two of hearts, which is a nice card, and no bad cards there at all. In the sixth house, which is about employment, you have the nine of hearts, best card in the deck. Now, where the problem is, when I look in the eighth house is about investments. It's about putting money aside. And your cards there are perfectly awful. What are you doing, Maggie?
Oh, I don't know. I bought a house like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I wonder is, you know, where the market's going sour, is that going to...
Well, is this house, is it rented out as opposed to you living in it?
No, I'm living in it.
You are living in it. Okay. The spades that fall in your eighth house make me think that, at least short term, the value of the house has gone down. So you're going to have to own it. You're going to have to own it for a long time before you be able to sell it. But, as I said, you have all kinds of hearts in the places that represent money. So short term, stay with where you are and you'll be okay. All right, Maggie, we are out of time. Thank you for the call. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here with me on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on until 7 p.m. on 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, taking your calls and making predictions for you. And before I go back to the phones, just a reminder that Mercury is retrograde, and it's something to be very aware of. How it affects you. You call someone, you leave a message, you don't get a call back. Blame Mercury and call them again. You send something out in the mail and it doesn't arrive when it's supposed to. If it's important, make sure that you get a return receipt of some sort. And this Mercury retrograde is a particularly sticky one, and it continues all the way through the 18th of June. So be attentive to that one. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Amy in Cumberland. Happy birthday tomorrow. Under the sign of Gemini, obviously enough. And what's his birthday?
His birthday is November 11th.
Okay. Yeah. Gemini and Scorpio is far from being the easiest of connections on the planet. Having been married to a Gemini for a good many years myself and being a Scorpio, I think he would attest to that, and so will I. We have a very good marriage. I'm sort of kidding. The point that I'm making is that Gemini and Scorpio are about as different as two people can be. And to make that relationship work, requires a tremendous amount of give and take and real appreciation for what is unique and different in that person from you. Part of the problem, in my estimation, however, people are living to be 100 years old. What's the hurry?
Yep.
And in astrology, you don't become an adult until the age of 29, 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not surprising that you find yourself questioning. He falls in your fifth house. On many levels, you love him. But in your seventh house, which is the box of marriage and partnership, there falls the King of Hearts. That doesn't mean there's somebody else right now. It means the King of Hearts represents the idea of Prince Charming, the
yes.
man who's everything you could possibly want. And while this Scorpio man is a good man, he isn't everything you could possibly want. And you know it. And you also know that you cannot walk down an aisle and say, I do, when you're thinking in your heart, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, that's right.
So I believe the smart thing for you to do is to be honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, and at the same time, I'm not convinced that the feelings that I have for you are appropriate for the idea of spending my life with you. You know all of this, don't you, Amy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, so do I. All right, sweetheart, thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Henry on it.
Now I've changed careers, and now I'm in a truck right now, driving an 18-wheeler down to Maryland.
Wow.
And what I would like to know is, I don't like over the road anymore. I miss my family, my ATV, and buddies. Mm-hmm. I just miss everything about being home, and I'm trying to come across getting a local job.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to figure out what my chances are of just going home and staying home.
Okay. Henry, the King of Clubs represents you. Saturn's in Virgo right now, and it's making it hard for you to get what you really want. But the good news is that in the first house of this reading, you have the Six of Hearts, Nine of Hearts, and Jack of Hearts. The Jack of Hearts is a card that represents the idea of being happy. The Six of Hearts means having a job you like. And the Nine of Hearts is the card of divine protection. You are going to be able to find a job. You will be able to stop driving over the road. But here's the hitch. It's not happening immediately.
Yes, I didn't think that because I need at least a year's experience.
Exactly.
And that's what everybody's telling me.
Exactly. It's going to be next year. But
I got to be on the road that long?
I think you have no more than 6 more months to do this. That would be the maximum.
Really? You can see that?
Yes.
Wow.
So I'm saying to you that you need to be as patient with this as you can because there are many benefits to the job that you're doing, and you do it well.
Okay.
So if you can be patient 6 months from now, I think you'll be able to get what you want, and you'll be able to stay home and enjoy your family and your 54-inch widescreen television and your buddies.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome, Henry. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Anna in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Anna. I see that you're a Capricorn. His birthday?
December 22, 1961.
So he's born on December 22nd, so he's at the beginning of Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, he was a bad boy, you know.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I have the card that represents him.
Mm-hmm.
He falls with all four suits, meaning that matters are not yet clear.
Yeah.
And if there's a parole hearing that's coming up at any time within the next 4 months, it is not likely that he would pass it.
Oh.
So he will not get out the first time around.
Oh.
It seems to me that the soonest it's likely for that to occur is right around May of 2009.
Oh.
Sorry, sweetheart.
Oh.
Thank you for the call, Anna. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. If you were trying to get through and couldn't, I have a couple of lines open for the first time in about an hour. Karen in West Warwick, welcome to the program. Hey, Karen.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. I see that you're a Pisces. And what's your question for me?
I'm thinking about a career change.
Oh, good.
About the finances.
All right. You want to know about the finances if you were to change careers? Okay, let's see what I can tell you. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. You have the best card and the worst card sitting side by side in the first house of the reading, which tells me that you're really not happy with the way that things are going for you at work at this time. And therefore, it really is appropriate for you to be looking at the idea of a new direction. And when I look at the idea of a change for you, in the box that represents money, there would be a modest improvement right away. And over time, it could pay significantly. So it makes sense for you to make the change, and I think that the most likely time for you to move forward in some kind of 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Alice in Providence. Alice, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Alice. I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
All the guys I seem to meet are married.
Oh, my goodness.
I do not go out with married men.
Of course. So we want to meet somebody who's single.
A single one?
Are there any single men out there, for heaven's sakes? Let's find out, Alice. The Queen of Spades represents you. I have the card that represents you, and you fall with two women, which is good. It's good to have a couple of buddies to go out with. Because, you know, then you can take more chances. I don't know whether that means that you go to dances or you go to take a little cruise or whatever. But these are cards that really do represent that by being out with a couple of other women gives you the courage to dare to encounter new people. Now, when it comes to meeting a man who might be appropriate, the king that looks most possible is someone who you're apt to meet 5 or 6 weeks from now. He's not overly tall. He's just a little bit taller than you are. He has light hair. He was married, but it doesn't look to me as though he is married anymore. He does have two kids. There's one of whom he does not get along with at all. That is a male child. He's 5 years older than you are. I think that he's an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian. Let me know when you meet him, Alice.
Oh, I hope you're right.
So do I. Give me a call back. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Mike in Smithfield. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. I see you're a Virgo, Mike, and what's your question for me?
When is the financial situation going to change for the better?
Oh, dear. All right. About patterns. And once you've seen a pattern, there's every reason to assume that it's going to continue, unfortunately. So if your finances aren't particularly good now and they haven't been particularly good for a long time, I'm not expecting some lightning bolt to come in, nor do I think that you know the princess who spun straw into gold until she could learn Rumpelstiltskin's name. So I don't see you getting it from somewhere unexpectedly, and yet you have the Five of Hearts, which is the second best card in the deck, and a couple of diamonds falling with you. So you have the ability to make money. So then the question is, what do you do with it when you get it? I think maybe you need to ask yourself that question and whether you can redesign how you use some of your funds because truly, these are not bad cards financially. Now, the company that you're working for seems to have some struggles. Are you self-employed?
No.
Thank goodness. But up in the 10th house, which represents the company that hires you, there are some spades. There's two men up there, and I think there's a conflict between the two of them.
Okay.
And that's really affecting the business. So it may almost be that you're beginning to think that I need to make a change here, and I believe you may be right.
Okay.
And you've got fives all over the place in key areas that pertain to work, and fives represent good fortune. You've got decent skills, Mike. You have a marketable background. I think it would be very smart for you to be looking for another job. I mean that. You're right at that magic age where you're old enough to be experienced and still young enough to have a great deal to offer, okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay. I'm optimistic for you to be doing better as soon as the end of July, believe it or not.
Oh, that's great.
So I think there's better days ahead, but I believe you also have to make a change. It's with 7 p.m. on WPRO 99.7 FM, followed by, you know, Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. But we still have time, you and I, at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. So back to the phones. Let's talk to Pete in Warwick. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Pete, and I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini. And what's your question for me?
I'm planning on moving my family down south at the end of the summer. I'm wondering if I'm going to sell my house this summer.
Okay, are you heading for Fort Lauderdale?
No, I'm heading to Atlanta.
I'm just kidding because of the the caller earlier who didn't want to go to Fort Lauderdale, which is one of the prettiest places that I know of. But anyway, okay. So there's you, the King of Diamonds, and what's your wife's birthday?
She's a Virgo.
Okay. I have the Queen of Clubs that represents her. It helps me to see both your layout and hers. You have three hearts and a diamond in the fourth house that represents the property that you live in now. Those are beautiful cards. It really does indicate that the house has value and that you've treated it well. However, if you're going to sell it in August, and I'm sure that's your hope, mm-hmm. if not before, you're going to have to bring that price down again.
Okay.
Yep. And I'd really like you to sit down with your wife and run numbers. She's very good at numbers, too. And I'd like you to sit down with her and talk about the three main numbers that show up. The big number is the one that you'd like to get if you could get everything you wanted.
Uh-huh.
The lowest number is the lowest number that you could come out with what you absolutely, honest to goodness, need to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the middle number is the one that you'd be willing to settle for comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to work on that because there's plenty of potential for you to sell. Heather, who's concerned about this move?
My mother's fine. Her mother, don't know.
Her mother's not going to be happy.
I talked to you about 2 months ago and asked you the question.
Yes.
Whether I was going to be able to talk my wife into going.
Yes.
And you told me I would, and I did.
Yes.
So.
But mom-in-law is going to be extremely unhappy. I'm warning you now.
Oh, I know. I'm expecting that.
All right. Well, I thought I'd let you know it showed up in the cards.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is it going to be a problem?
No. It's not that it's a problem. It's just you're not going to be happy about it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Pete. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Jerry in East Providence. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jerry. So you're Pisces, and what's your question for me?
Okay. My question is, first, let me just say, I haven't really wanted to be in a relationship for a while, but that's just me. However, there's three different women that I might be interested in, and I just want to know which one would be more compatible. One's a Taurus, the other's a Libra, and the third one's a Gemini. And I mean not to go be involved with all three, but which one?
Jerry, I don't like your question, sweetheart. I'm sorry. It makes it sound like somehow or another... You're so wonderful. Three women are just dying to be with you. I don't think you meant it to sound like that, but it did. And if you want to know who are the most suitable signs for a Pisces, those signs are Taurus and Capricorn. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With that, Jerry. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. And let's talk to Kathy in Providence. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, I see that you're born at the tail end of Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
I needed some guidance with my job situation, if I should say.
Calling in the sixth house, which is the job, and in the seventh house, which has to do with how they pay you, and in the fourth house, you go home feeling really bummed out after being at work.
Mm-hmm. I do.
If I were you, with this picture in front of me, I'd call in sick tomorrow and go looking for a new job. Well, tomorrow's Sunday, so I'd wait till Monday, and I'd call and say, I'm sorry, I've come down with the flu, and I'm just so sick, I don't feel good, and if I need a doctor's... I mean, seriously, these cards are horrible. And you're not depressed now, but if you continue to go to work at this place, you will be. You feel taken for granted,
mm-hmm.
you feel ill-appreciated, and frankly, I think you're right. Now, I don't know how competent you are. That's something you know. But I can't help thinking you deserve to be treated better than you're being treated there, especially after being there all these years. So, Kathy, go find something else. There's got to be something better than that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Karen in Coventry, Connecticut. Karen, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Karen, and I see that you are also a Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I'm wondering if I'll ever be moving out of my current home.
Oh, you don't like your current home?
I like my current home. I'm just wondering if we'll ever move. We keep tossing that up in the air, and I'm not sure whether or not we'll ever agree
Will we
to move.
Actually do it? Okay, what's your husband's birthday?
2/10/66.
Oh, so he's an Aquarian. Okay. You're a Scorpio, and he's an Aquarian.
Yes.
And you can't make a decision. I'm not surprised. Okay. The King of Diamonds, which is your husband, and the Queen of Spades, which is you, have fallen side by side. So, you know, both of you are equally guilty of not being able to make a decision.
Okay.
The fourth house, which represents where you're living, there's a spade and a diamond, a spade and a heart. It's like, I don't want to be here.
Okay.
But the questions that come to my mind are, have you both decided where you would like to move to?
Probably in the same town that we're living in.
Okay, but the thing is, I don't need an answer.
You need
answers.
Okay.
So let's say you want to stay in that town. Have you decided what specific area you want to be in? Do you go house shopping? Do you just drive around the streets looking for the place that you'd like to be in? Is it fun to sort of consider the house you want to be in? And then there's another factor here, and that is the children. And how much room do you need? And do you want more or do you want less? I think the fact that you haven't been able to make up your mind to move is a clear indication that you're not ready to make up your mind to move.
Okay.
Period. Enjoy it. The fact is, the two of you still haven't made up your mind.
True.
Karen, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jack in West Greenwich. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Jack. I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I've been single for about 5 years now, and by choice, but I'm just wondering what my outlook is, what my future looks like.
Cancer is the sign of home and family and love and food, and most cancers really do like to be committed. They prefer to have someone in their lives who they feel that they can rely upon and come home to. But your cards don't indicate that you've reached that point yet. So even though you've been single for 5 years, I can't tell you looking at these cards that you want anything more than perhaps someone to go out for dinner with without feeling
right.
that there are any strings attached. And
right,
there's
right.
nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. And on that level, for you to meet someone with whom you could have a casual relationship, there are any number of things that you might do, including going to a social club. I don't mean by a woman. With whom you could have a nice relationship without worrying about strings being attached. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
And that can happen very soon, by the way, specifically within 6 weeks. Jack, thank you
really?
For the call. Yes, indeed. I think I have time to squeeze in George. Am I right? Yes, just barely, George. You just squeaked under the wire. And I
okay.
see that you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what is your question for me?
I'm looking to buy a house.
Oh, good.
I'm looking at it tomorrow.
Okay.
And I was just wondering what the chances are of getting it.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Mercury mm-hmm. is retrograde. So when you see this house, you want to make absolutely sure that it's everything they say. Under these aspects, you definitely want a house inspection before
yep.
you cross any T's and dot any I's. But as
right.
far as I can tell, this really does look like a nice house. Has this been on the market for a while?
Yeah, real long time.
Really? Because
it's a distressed property.
Okay.
I know from what I've seen on the outside, there's nothing that I can't fix myself.
Okay, that's important because I saw the Nine of Spades in a place that represented this house needs a lot of work. So you know what you're dealing with, and yes, the answer to your question is you can get this house. Congratulations. We're out of time for tonight. Thank you so much for spending these hours with me. I'm Myrna Lamb. Stay tuned for Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. And Ken, thank you for your help. And should you want a private reading, you know my number, 401-333-7970. I'm Myrna Lamb. Have a great week.